Begin the current daf masech the sukkah daf mem zayin. We begin on the bottom of mem vav mem beis, four lines up in the bottom of the yamud. The gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. That is, the gemara was discussing regarding huktzel mitzvase, regarding the forbidden usage of the mitzvah items, specifically regarding the halachas of sukkahs, which is the sukkah itself is set aside for the mitzvah sukkah. You can't use the wood as fuel, and regarding the esrog, one cannot eat it throughout the entirety of the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Then there was some discussion regarding what would be the halacha on Shemini Atzeres, and then the Gemara concluded by saying that for the first 7 days it's forbidden, but on Shemini Atzeres it's permitted because then there is no more mitzvah of Sukkah or Esrog. However, what the Gemara did have a question regarding was regarding in the diaspora, in Golis, outside of Eretz Yisrael, where there is not just 8 days of Sukkot, there's actually 9 days. And the reason is because there's Shemini Atzeres, and then what's called, commonly known as Simchas Torah, where since we're not sure, there's always 2 days of Yom Tov, as it is in the first days of Sukkot, so too on the last days. Now the question that the Gemara had was, what is the halacha on Shemini Atzeres, since it's Safek Shvi, it's Shemini, but it's Safek Shvi, it might really be the seventh day, what would the halacha be? So that was what the Gemara's discussion was regarding if one is permitted to have enough from it on Shemini Atzeres or not. Now the Gemara continues on this theme about the suffix, the doubtful status of Shemini Atzeres. So Amar Bihuda Bereder of Shmuel Bar Shmuel Shilas Meshmid Rav, he said, Shemini Suffix Shvi, regarding Shemini Atzeres, which again, outside of Eretz Yisrael, where there's 2 days of Yom Tov, and the reason because this eighth day might actually be the seventh day of Sukkot, so then the halacha is as follows. Shvi la sukkah, we consider regarding the halachas of sukkah as if it might be the seventh day of sukkah, which the Gemara doesn't explain exactly what does that mean. But v'shmini la bracha, we consider it as the eighth day of sukkah, meaning Shmini Atzeres, for the halachas of brachas. For example, regarding what's said in Shemayin Esrei or Berachas Hamazon or Kiddush, we don't say the nusach of chagah sukkah, rather we say as yem hashmini chagah atzeres hazeh. Rabbi Yechonamah, he says, no, Shmini Lazeh Ulazeh, we consider the eighth day outside in Galus, we consider it for the eighth as in both halachas. Even for the halachas of Sukkah, we consider it as Shmini Atzeres. And again, the Gemara will explain two different versions of what exactly it is that their opinions are that they're arguing about. So the first version of the Gemara explains as follows. Mesiv, regarding sitting in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, Kul Amalei Plegi, nobody argues, the Esvinan, that we do sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And that's because it's a suffix, Shvi, might actually be the seventh day of Sukkot. And therefore, even according to Rabbi Yechanan, who he says it's really Shmini L'zeh L'zeh, for all practical purposes, we consider it, even for the Loch of Sukkah, as the eighth day. However, he would agree regarding sitting in it that you do sit in it. Ki Pligi, what was their argument, that one that Rabbi Yechanan was saying that no, we consider it Shmini Atzeres, we continue on top of Zayin Manav, that was Levruche. That was regarding making a bracha under Sukkah, regarding making a Leisha B'Sukkah. Lamanda Amashvila Sukkah, according to the pin that says that we consider it as the seventh day for the Yom Tov, for the mitzvah of Sukkah, Sabruchi Namim Revrachina. That opinion was saying that you even have to make a bracha of Leishav Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, because for Sukkah it might be the seventh day, and you're obligated in sitting in the Sukkah, and if you make a bracha. Lamanda Amashmin Lazelzer, according to Rabbi Yechanan, he was saying that no, we consider it as the eighth day. That was Bruchi Lim Revrachina. All he was saying was that you were not going to make a bracha, and that is because it's the eighth day. And therefore, doesn't have the name of Sukkot on it. Now, so therefore, those are the two ideas when he says that Shemini Lazeh Lazeh. What he meant was when he says for Sukkot, it's as the eighth day, meant that you don't make a bracha on the Sukkah. And when he says Levrach, it's the eighth day, he meant that when you make the Nusach HaBrachas, you say as Yom Shemini Chag Atzeres Azeh, but you don't say as Chag HaSukkot Azeh. However, again, really what they're discussing is in regards to the bracha on the Sukkah. But everyone agrees in this first version that one does sit in the Sukkah on the eighth day because it might actually be the seventh day of Sukkot, where there's an obligation, Pasukas Teshu V'Shivas Yom, to eat in the Sukkah again, because outside of Eretz Yisrael, they were never clear by Kavid Yarchi. They didn't know, because of the doubt, they made every day of Yom Tov in 2 days, and therefore the eighth day of Shemini Atzeres might really be the seventh day of Sukkot, and really what's called Simchas Torah might actually be Shemini Atzeres. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says that we should take the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan, who he says that we do not make a bracha of Leisha B'Sukkah on the eighth day, which might be seventh, because Rav Huna Bar Bizna and V'Cholgol G'dayla, they're all the great ones of the generation, Iklu B'Sukkah B'Shmini Savik Shvi, they went into the Sukkah, as we said in this first version, everyone agrees, Shmini Atzeres, in the diaspora, one sits in the Sukkah, which is maybe the seventh day, Mesa Habayasvi, so they were all sitting, but Bruchu Leberichi, but they didn't make a bracha. And therefore, that's like Rabbi Yechon, who says that we consider it as Shmini, again, as we explained, it means regarding not making a bracha, not like the other opinion who says we even make a bracha sitting in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Now, the Gemara asks on that raya, that proof that Rabbi Yosef is trying to show that this is, you see, that the Gedolim all did like Rabbi Yechonam, but Vidilma Svir Lahu, maybe the reason why they didn't make a bracha on the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres was because they hold Kamando Amar, like the opinion that says, as we had mentioned this on the previous daf, that Kivin Sheberach Yom Tov Rishon, once you made a bracha on the first day of Yom Tov, Shuvin Barach, you don't make a bracha anymore, because essentially the whole entire 8 days, 7 days of Sukkahs is really like one long day, because there's no hefzik. You're supposed to sit there by day, by night. So it's like wearing tefillin all day, that even if you take it off, you put it back on, it's one extended mitzvah. Maybe that's why they didn't make a bracha, not because the eighth day doesn't require a bracha. And that the Gemara answers that no, Gemiri says, I learned from my teachers that that story was dema'afar asu, that they were coming from the swamplands where their animals were grazing over there, and they had not been sitting in the sukkah the entire Yom Tov sukkahs. And therefore, this was essentially the first time they were coming to sit in the sukkah. And if it was the halacha, like those who argue in Rabbi Yochanan, says that you do require a bracha on the eighth day, then they would have made a bracha. And the fact that they didn't make a bracha, even though this is the first time, must be because they hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that although we do sit according to everybody on Shemini Atzeres, but we do not make a bracha. That's the first version of this machlekes. However, Ikadami, that doesn't say a different version of this machlekes. And that is bruchi kule amalei pligi dilemer v'chinen. Everybody agrees that we do not make a bracha, even according to Yehuda, who he calls it shvi l'sukkah, that Shemini Atzeres, which is doubtful, maybe it's really the seventh day of Sukkahs. Even he agrees that, however, regarding making a bracha, you're not going to make a bracha leisha b'sukkah. Ki pligi l'mesib, the whole machlekes was regarding, do we actually sit in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres? That is Lamanda Amash Shiva Lasukkah, according to Yehuda, who he says that we consider this doubtful day of Shemini Atzeres as maybe it's also the seventh day, that we do consider as the seventh day regarding the halachas of Sukkah. That was only Mesiv Yasvina, that we sit in the Sukkah. Well, Lamanda Amash Shemini Zelazeh, according to Rabbi Yechon, he says, no, that even for regarding the mitzvah of Sukkah, we consider it for all practical purposes as the eighth day of Sukkah, says Shemini Atzeres, then Mesiv Nami Lo Yasvina, that we don't even sit in the Sukkah at all. But regarding making a bracha, everyone agrees you can't make a bracha, because maybe it's really the eighth day, not the seventh day. Now, regarding this version of the Machlekes, Rabbi Yosef, again, Noked Rabbi Yochanan B'Yadchai, says that you should take the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, who he says that, according to this version, not only that you do not make a bracha on Shemini Atzeres, but you don't even sit in the Sukkah. And the reason is, because the Mari, the Shmaitei Mani, who's the one that said that opinion in the name of Rav, that said that on the eighth day, we'll consider it as the seventh day for the halachas of Sukkah, that we will sit in the Sukkah. Again, according to the second version, was regarding no one saying you make a bracha, but that you do sit in the Sukkah. That was Rabbi Huda Bereder of Shmuel Bar Shilas. Now, on that he was saying that I saw him, that he himself, who he's the one that argues in Yechon, he himself didn't follow his own opinion. Because I saw that Ubishmini Safik Shvi, on Shemini Atzeres, which is this doubtful, maybe it's really the seventh day, Lavar Mesukah Yosef, he himself was sitting out of the Sukkah. And therefore it's clear that even him, who he was the disputant on Rabbi Yechanan, that in practice, he followed like Rabbi Yechanan, and therefore the halacha follows like Rabbi Yechanan, that in Shemini Atzeres, we don't even sit in the Sukkah, let alone for sure not making a bracha. However, the Gemara concludes, after it discusses both of these opinions in these two different versions, the halachas of the halacha is Mesav Yasvinan, we sit in the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, but we do not make a bracha of Leisha B'Sukkah on the eighth day of Shemini Atzeres outside of Eretz Yisrael. Now, related to this, the Gemara brings another halacha from Rabbi Yechonah. Om Rabbi Yechonah. Oymim zman b'shmini shalchag. On Shemini Atzeres, we make a bracha of Shechiyanu. However, ve'in oymim zman b'shvi shal Pesach. Although the last days of Sukkah, so to speak, of Shemini Atzeres, we make a bracha of Shechiyanu. The last days of Pesach, which Shvi shal Pesach, we do not make a new Shechiyanu. Now, V'amr Reb Levi Bar Chama and V'itim, some say it was Reb Chama Bar Chanina. What's the reason for this? Why B'Shemini Atzeres do we, which is the last day of Sukkot, we make a Shechiyanu, which means like a new mitzvah has come along, but by Shvi'i Shel Pesach, which is the last day of Pesach, we do not make a Shechiyanu? So it says, Teda, you should know that Shemini Atzeres, we definitely will say Zman, make a new Shechiyanu, because essentially Shemini Atzeres is its own Yom Tov. So if it's its own Yom Tov, it's a new mitzvah, it's a new thing, you make a Shechiyanu. Sheri Chaluk, because Shemini Atzeres is different than the rest of the days of Sukkahs, Begimel Dvarim, in three different areas. First of all, we do not sit B'Sukkah. We don't sit in the Sukkah Shemini Atzeres. Second of all, regarding the lulav, we don't take the lulav, the dal minim on Shmini Atzeres. And third of all, the nisach hamayim, regarding the water libations, which are unique for the Yom Tov of Sukkos, we don't do nisach hamayim on the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres, as the Mishnah has said earlier on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, that Sukkah and nisach hamayim are only for 7 days, which means to say that it wasn't done on Shmini Atzeres. Now, the Gemara says that even Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he argues regarding the nisach hamayim, which the Amar he says later on in the Mishnah, belug hayim enasach kol shmoina, that he argues regarding two areas on the Chacham, that regarding the Tanakhama that says that every day was shloisha loigin, he says that no, every day actually was only one loig, and this is the Tanakhama says that it was for 7 days, he says no, it was for 8 days, and therefore we see that he says that it was for 8 days, so therefore actually nisach hamayim was done, the water libations were done, Shmini Atzeres, but hari chalak bebeis dvarim, that even according to him, Shmini Atzeres would still be its own yamta, because at least in two areas, that would mean it's different than the rest of Sukkahs. One, that we don't sit in the Sukkah, and two, that we don't take the lulav on Shmini Atzeres. And therefore, it makes sense to make a brach of Shechayanu when you come to Shmini Atzeres, which is different than Pesach, which is really the same as the Yom Tov that was throughout Pesach. Here, it's a different Yom Tov. Now, the Gemara asks, but Ihachi, if that's the case, that if there's differences between the first half and the second half, is going to have its own Shechayanu, as we find in Shmini Atzeres, Shashvi Shal Pesach Nami, then why don't you say the same thing by the last days of Pesach, that you should have to make a new Shechayanu after the days of Chol HaMoed, Hari Cholik B'Achilas Matzah. There is a difference between the first days of Yom Tov and the last days of Yom Tov regarding the necessity of eating matzah. Dama Mar, like the Master said, Laila Rishayna Chayva, the first night of Pesach, the Seder night, is an obligation to eat matzah. Mekam ve'el chushos, from here on, it's voluntary, and a person does not have to. So you see, there is a difference between the first and the last. First has Chayva, last has Rishos, and therefore you should make a Shechiyon for the last day, Shri Shal Pesach. So the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta, can you compare the difference that there is by Shmini Atzeres to Sukkos to what you're trying to say is the difference of Pesach, the last days to the first days? Hasam, over there by matzah, milayla chalak. The only difference the last days are is from the first night of the first days. Miyayman chalak, but there's no difference between the last days and the first days, because even the first day of Yom Tov, once you got past the night, it's also rishus. There's no obligation to eat matzah the first day of Yom Tov. But here when we're saying Shmini Atzeres is so fundamentally different than the rest of the Yom Tov Sukkos, that's even different than the first days, not just of the first night. Because that's regarding Sukkah, and regarding Lulav, and regarding possibly Nusach HaMayim. So that's very different from the whole entire day, not just part of it as the night. And therefore, it's going to be a different Yom Tov to make a Shechiyanu. Another difference in this is Ravina Amar, he says, Zeh, regarding Shmini Atzeres, Cholak Mishalafanav. It's different from the day right before it, from the seventh day of Sukkot. And Vizeh, however, but regarding Shvi Shal Pesach, Cholak Mishalifnefanav. It's not different than the day before it, or the day before that. It's only different from the first day, which not even the first day, it's really the first night. And again, therefore, it's not unique in its own sense, because it's only different from what was the first night. Here we're already by the seventh night. It's not different than the day before. It's not appropriate to make a new Shechiyanu. Nothing more takes a new angle regarding why it is that we would make a Shechiyanu in Shmini Atzeres. The Gersa says, Rav Papa Amar, Papa says, Hach, over here by Shmini Atzeres, Ksiv par, whereas Hasam over there by the rest of the days of Sukkot, Ksiv parim, it says in the plural bulls. And what that means is that there were many bulls that were brought over the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Now every single day, it started getting less and less day by day up until it got to the seventh day of Sukkot, where then they would just bring 14 bulls. Whereas by the eighth day of Sukkot of Shmini Atzeres, only one bull was brought. Now obviously what that illustrates is that it's not the same order, the consecutive cycle that was going throughout the days of Sukkot, because if it was, it should have been six. Every day was going one lower, one lower, one lower, till it got to the seventh. And then Shmini Atzeres, suddenly something totally changes. It goes to par, not parim anymore. Why? Again, to illustrate that it's not part of the cycle of Sukkot, it's its own Yom Tov. Similar approach of Nachum Yitzchak Amar, he says, Hacha, over here by Shmini Atzeres, Ksiv Bayoim. It says, Bayoim HaShmini on the eighth day, which is separating, there's no vav hachiber connecting it to the rest of Sukkot, to say that it's not adding on, it's a new thing. Whereas Hasam, over there by the rest of the days of Sukkot, where ksiv uvayim, it says and the second day, uvayoyim hashlishi, and the third day, to say that it's all continuation of the rest of the Yom Tov Sukkos, and again, showing the differences between Shmini Atzeres as separate from the rest of Sukkos. Similar approach, Rav Ashi Amar. He says, Hachik Siv, over here by Shmini Atzeres, it says, Kamishpat, which is as its laws are. Hasim Ksiv, but regarding the rest of the days of Sukkot, it says, Kamishpatam, which means like their laws, which again is the same idea, that on the seventh day it says, B'misparim Kamishpatam, like their laws. What's their laws? Sounds like it's going like the laws of all the Karbanis, of all the days of Sukkot. But by the Karbanis of Shmini Atzeres, it says, B'misparim Kamishpat, which means say, as its law, in the singular, again to show, Shmini Atzeres is different. It has its own unique category because actually it's its own Yom Tov. And that's why you make a Shachian B'Shmini Atzeres, which is not the case by the rest of the days of Sukkot. And similarly, that would not be the case by Pesach. Now the Gemara says, Le'misayeile. Let's bring a braisa that supports what Rabbi Yochanan was saying, that one makes a Shachianu on the eighth day of Sukkot on B'Shmini Atzeres. Because the braisa says as follows. Haporim ha'elim v'akvasim. Regarding the bulls, the rams, and the lambs that are brought, and these are the karbonis that are brought on the Yom Tov of Sukkot, the halach is ma'akvin ze'azeh, that each one is integral for the other ones. That is, if you're missing any one of these karbanas, none of the other animals could be brought, because they all are one unit. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, he says, no. He says, Parim ein ma'akvin ze'azeh. The bulls are do not withhold the validity of the other karbanas. Shari mismaitim aholchen, because we see that every single day they get less and less the amount of bulls that are brought throughout the days of Sukkot. Now, obviously, what he was demonstrating was that we see that Torah is not so particular about the bulls, because you see they get less and less, they're not so integral. And therefore, even for those that are supposed to be brought that day, if you didn't bring the parm, you could still bring the elam and the kvasim, because again, the parm are not so integral, as we see they get less and less. So Amaloi, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, what do you mean? If that's where you're learning from, to show that it's not integral, and that's why if you're missing it, it's not ma'akiv the others, then even the rams and the sheep should not be ma'akiv. Because v'halekulan mismaitim v'halekim b'shemini, we find that all of them, even the Elam and the Kvasim, when they came to the eighth day of Sukkot, totally got less. Because all the days of Sukkot, the Elam was Shnaim, there were two rams, and the Kvasim, the sheep, were 14. But when they came to the eighth day of Sukkot, it was just one ram and just seven lambs. So therefore you see that even though they got less on one of the days of Sukkot, still they're ma'akiv. So why are you saying parma any different? Because every day they got less, we see getting less doesn't mean it's not integral. So Rabbi Yehuda responded to them, whoa, don't bring me a rye from Shmini Atzeres. Shmini regal b'fnei atzmehu. Shmini Atzeres is its own Yom Tov, and therefore its karbanas are not included in the category of the rest of the karbanas of Yom Tov Sukkot, and therefore you can't learn out from it regarding its integral components for the rest of Sukkot. This is its own Yom Tov. Don't compare that to say that it got less. It's not less. It's a different Yom Tov. And therefore, only by parm do you see on the end of the Sukkot itself that it's getting less and less. That shows it's not integral. But the Elam and the Kvasim, we don't find that it gets less and less throughout the Yom Tov Sukkot. Shmini Atzeres, that it gets less, has no bearing whatsoever. Now, Rabbi Yehuda proves what he's in this halacha that he's showing, that it's its own Yom Tov, because that's how he's answering what they're asking him. That then why don't you say the same thing? Should none of them should be Ma'akiv Zelzeh, because they all get less by Shmini Atzeres. He says, because Shekeshem Sheshivas Yimei HaChag, Tuna Karban, I'll show you that it's its own Yom Tov. Because he says, just like you see by the 7 days of Sukkot, that they require their own Karbanis, in other words, they have their own unique cycle, all the days of Sukkot, so too over here by Shmini Atzeres, it has its own Karbanis, not from the same Seder as the 7 days of Sukkot. So too Shir, there's a certain type of song that the Levim sing by the Karbanis on the days of Sukkot, which is not the same type of song that they sing by Shmini Atzeres. Ubracha, same thing as regarding bracha, which the Gemara surely will explain, that will be part of the proof that is trying to be proved to Rabbi Yechanan, that we say zman, we say a bracha of Shechayonu on Shmini Atzeres, which you have its own, you have your own bracha, you have Shechayonu on the 7 days of Sukkot, so too you can have that bracha on Shmini Atzeres. Velina, and the same thing applies to sleeping over, which there's halacha that the matzah, the first days, when the first day of Yom Tov is over in Yerushalayim, there's a mitzvah to sleep over that night. And that's because we learn that off in the halachas of Pesach, where the pasuk says in Dvarim Tezayin, Ufanisa Baboker, that you'll turn in the morning, Valach Talach, and then you'll go home. Now, as Rashi explains, obviously that's not talking about Yom Tov itself, because actually you can't say that's after the first night, which means the first day of Yom Tov, because you have to stay over the first day of Yom Tov, because it's a chiyuv of Leirois Bazar. You have to be there, because you have to bring the Oilus Re'iyah. Now, therefore, it comes out that the only time you could be b'halachta lo'ilecha would be when it starts chalamayit. Yet the pasuk tells you that you can't leave right after the Zman on Matzah Yom Tov, it says only Baboker in the morning. So obviously you have to sleep over Matzah Yom Tov in the city. Now, obviously Rashi says that if somebody did not bring his Karmach HaGig on the first day and he brought it one of the other days, then he would have to sleep over that night. But there's Halach of Lina, whenever you bring that carbon, you have to sleep overnight and only leave the next morning. So Av Shemini, so Rabbi Yehuda says, I could show you that Shemini Atzeres is his own Yom Tov, and therefore again, you can't ask from Edelman Kvasim, because Av Shemini, Shemini Atzeres also toin, carbon has its own set of karbonas, Veshir its own song, Ubrach its own bracha, Valina, and its own chiv of sleeping over, and therefore you see that's unrelated, and you can't ask me from Shemini Atzeres to the rest of Yom Tov. Now, that's what the Brisa says. So the Gemara continues on the Beis, and now this is the proof to Rabbi Yechanan, the Mai Lav. Now, what does it mean when Rabbi Huda says that there's a bracha that's unique to the 7 days of Sukkot, which Shemini Atzeres has its own bracha? What is that? Isn't that Zman? What type of bracha we told him? It must be. It's the bracha of Shechiyanu, which that has its own bracha on the 7 days of Sukkot, and that Shemini Atzeres has its own bracha of Shechiyanu too. So therefore, that's exactly what Rabbi Yechanan says, that Shemini Atzeres has a bracha of Shechiyanu. Nothing more says, no, it's not a raya from this price. Like, what we mean by bracha is Birchas HaMazon Tefillah. It's the bracha of when we bench and when we daven, because up until now, on the 7 days of Sukkot, we said, Esyem Chag HaSukkot Sezeh. Now we changed the bracha, which means that Shemini Atzeres has his own bracha, which, yes, chose as his own Yom Tov, but not regarding Shechiyanu, but rather now we say, Esyem Shemini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. So it's no raya. Now, the Gemara actually says, Hachinam Mistab. It actually makes sense that it's not a right to Rabbi Yechanan. That bracha is not a reference to Shechiyanu. Actually, it's a reference to the Nusach HaBracha that we say, Esyem Shemini Atzeres Chag Hazeh. Because to Isa, G'day Dezman, because if you would entertain, that's a reference to Shechiyanu. But how can you understand the Brisa then? Because Rabbi Yehuda was contrasting that there's all these things by the first 7 days, and then you have these same things by the Yom Tov Shemini Atzeres. Now, Zman Kol Shiva Mi'ika? Do you make a Shechiyanu all 7 days of Sukkot? He made it sound like that these are the things that you have all 7 days of Sukkot, which changes on the 8th day. But do you make a Shechiyanu all 7 days? You don't. You only make a Shechiyanu the first day of Yom Tov. Obviously, it's just talking about the Nusach HaBracha of Tefillin and Birchas HaMazon, that you say, Esyem Chag HaSukkot of the entire Sukkot, but not Shechiyanu. Now, to that, the Gemara responds, Holei Kasha. That wouldn't be a raya to say that it's for sure not Shechiyanu and it must be Birchas HaMazon Tefillah. Because the explanation would be, the Eloi Baruch HaInne, it would mean, how can you have Shechiyanu all 7 days of Sukkot? If you didn't make a Shechiyanu today, the first day, then Mevarach LaMarcha, then you make it the second day. Or some other day, and therefore it's not a Raya. It could be talking about Shechiyanu, but you're right, it's not a Raya. It could be talking about Birchas HaMazon Tefillah. But then the Gemara responds to that. The Gemara says, no. Mikal Makim. Still, in spite of that, how would it be possible to say that this bracha is a reference to Shechiyanu, which we wanted to say as a right to Rabbi Yechanan, which would mean that you'd be making a Shechiyanu on the days of Chol HaMoed too, if you didn't make a bracha, as the Gemara wanted to entertain, that could be, it's a possibility, you didn't make a Shechiyanu on the first days of Yom Tov. However, kais, there's a cup of wine, be'inan, that's necessary. Now, many people don't have wine throughout the days of Chol HaMoed. They make sure they get it for Yom Tov, but they don't have that. Now, if that's the case, that people are not even having a cup of wine, yet you're telling me that they could make a Shechiyanu every day of Yom Tov of Sukkot if they didn't make it in the first days. So Lema, let's say this, that we're saying that the bracha, quote, whatever that is, which we're trying to explain, that means to say Zman, a bracha Shechiyanu, could be made all 7 days of Sukkot, that Misayeler of Nachman, that supports Rav Nachman, that he said you could say Shechiyanu even in the street without a cup of wine, just on the day itself, you can make a Shechiyanu. Damer of Nachman, like Rav Nachman said, Zman Oim Rafil Bashuk, you can make a Shechiyanu on the Yom Tov, even out in the marketplace, out in the street, without a cup of wine. D'i Amrit being a Kai is because if you would say that it's not like Rav Nachman, that actually you need a cup of wine to be making a Shechiyanu, Kai is Kol Yoyim HaMiyika, what do you mean? Do you have a cup of wine every single day? Now, we don't. And therefore, if that's the case, you're telling me that it's the bracha means the Shechiyanu, which is all 7 days, must be at least prove this, that halacha is like Rav Nachman. Nothing Gemara says no. It's not a raya. You could even say that it's not like Rav Nachman, because dil madikul, because maybe it's talking about that the punkt, the guy just happened to have a cup of wine, and then the bracha Shechiyanu applies all 7 days if you didn't make it on the first day. And therefore, there is no raya that bracha means birchas hamazon and tefillah, and therefore it could be it's the Shechiyanu, but again, it's no raya because it could be birchas hamazon and tefillah. Now, the Gemara asks, once we introduced this Braisa, because we wanted to bring a Raya to Rabbi Yechanan, which ultimately is not a proof, the Gemara asks on the Braisa, B'sav Rabbi Yehuda Shmini Toin Lino. One of the items that Rabbi Yehuda said to prove his point that you can't ask on me from Eil Mekvasim, that you see that also gets less, just like I want to save a parm by Shmini Atzeres. On that, Rabbi Yehuda says, wait, Shmini Atzeres is its own Yamtiv, and because I'll show you that all the things that apply by Sukkos, you have their own halachas for Shmini Atzeres, one of them being Lina. That Shmini Atzeres needs Lina. So Gemara asks, is it really true that Rabbi Yehuda requires sleeping overnight by Shmini Atzeres just like the first days? But we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda himself says, Minayin lepesach sheni, from where do we know that regarding people that became tamei, that they weren't able to bring Pesach Rishon on the 14th of Nisan, that they bring it on Pesach Sheni, which is the 14th of Iyar, she'ena toin lino, that there one does not require sleeping overnight in Yerushalayim. Shenema, because it says in the pasuk in Devarim, ufanisa v'abayke, that you'll turn in the morning, v'halach d'loylacha, and then you'll go back to your tent. Now, right near that, v'ksiv, it says in the pasuk after that, sheishis yamam teichel matzis, that for 6 days you should eat matzis. So now, the interpretation according to Yehuda is, why does it say those two psukim near each other, the chiv of lina to eating matzah 6 days? To tell you, eshetoyin, shishetoyin lina, that which requires 6 days of yamtiv, or that requires the chashva yamtiv, it's 6 days, that requires sleeping overnight. Eshetoyin, shishetoyin lina, but that which does not have 6 days of yamtiv, which the Pesach Sheni does not have, it's just 1 day, that does not require sleeping overnight. Now, the Gemara asks, lemu'utei mai, what is Yehuda excluding when he repeats this, to say that anything that's not 6 days does not require lina? Lav lemu'utei nami shmini shachak, isn't he including in that phrase also the 8th day of Sukkot? Because there it's also only 1 day. Hence, it would not require lina. And that contradicts what Yehuda said in the previous brisa. He said that there is lina b'shmini atzeres. But doesn't it sound like from this drasha that if it's not 6 days, that you don't have lina, as you want to say by Pesach Sheni? And the Gemara says, loy, no. Lemu'utei Pesach Sheni, the only thing that's being excluded from that drasha is Pesach Sheni when it's on the 14th of Iyar. The Kavaseh, which is the same as the context of what that pasuk is talking about. That is, that pasuk is talking about Fenisa Babayka Balachta La'ilacha, which teaches the Chiv of Lina, is in talking about the context of the Yamtiv of Pesach. Now, that exclusion by making a smichas to 6 days is excluding the same type of Yamtiv, that of Pesach, which is Pesach Sheni. But Shavuos and Shmini Atzeres, even though they're not for 7 days, they still require lina, and therefore it's no contradiction. And the Gemara actually says, Hachanam Estaber, actually makes more sense to say that Rabbi Yehuda did not exclude, let's say, Shmini Atzeres and Shavuos, and that he was only excluding Pesach Sheni, and therefore there is no contradiction. Because at now we learn the Mishnah Masechtas Bikurim that said, HaBikurim, which are the first fruits of the Shivas Aminim that grow in Eretz Yisrael, that one has to bring them up to Yerushalayim, to Unin Karban, they require a carbon to be brought with them, and that is because one has to bring a shlomim, as the Yerushalmi learns from the pasuk v'samachta b'kol ha'tayv, that you should rejoice with all your good. And that Yerushalmi says that simcha always is with a carbon shlomim, as the pasuk says v'zavachta shlomim v'yichalta v'samachta. We see rejoicing means bringing a carbon shlomim to eat the meat. So therefore, when it says to rejoice with bikurim, obviously you have to bring a carbon. V'shir, it also requires a song that the levim sing, because that's learned out from where it says, from Bekal Hatay, with all the good, with good is only singing songs which the Levim would sing. The Tenufa, additionally, the Bikurim require waving the Bikurim, which later on the Gemara will explain that. Velina, and sleeping overnight, which there it's learned out from Ufanisa Vabaik, which teaches that all your pinas, Sha'ata Paina, whenever you go to turn, it should only be Babaik, it should only be in the morning, and therefore you have to sleep overnight when you bring the Bikurim. Now, the Gemara says, "Man shamet le'edamet tenufa." Now, who is the opinion that this Mishnah is saying a bikurim that requires tenufa waving by the bikurim? That's Rabbi Yehuda, as the Gemara later on will show this, how we know that. And we see that, obviously it sounds like this Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, v'kamar toin lina. And he says that you require lina by bikurim, even though it's not 6 days. And therefore you see the same idea, that our answer makes sense, that it's not a contradiction. This Rabbi Yehuda was excluding, but it's not 6 days, it was only Pesach like it, which is Pesach Sheni. But other Yom Tov, even though they're not 6, 7 days, even though they're 1 day, as we find by Bikurim, he says that it would require lina. Now the Gemara says the Tanya. Like we learned in the Braisa, in other words, this is to support the Rai that we were saying, that we find Rabbi Yehuda is the Tanya of the Mishnah Bikurim, because we find he's the one that says that Bikurim required Tenufa. Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says, now, the beginning of the parasha over there by Bikurim, it says, the kohen will take the basket from your hand, he'll place it in front of Hashem. Now, the end of the pasuk then says, and that he'll place it down. Now, it already said that he'll place it. Now it says again he'll place it. So it sounds like that again he takes it. Now, why would the person take it again? Zutnufa, obviously it's a reference because they have to wave it. Now, that the Bryce explains. Does that really mean that there should be waving? Or maybe it just means to place it down. In other words, it's telling you that there's a mitzvah of placing down the basket of Bikurim in front of the Mizbeach, and then the Kanim take it from there, and then they eat it. So that the Rabbi Huda elaborates, and he says, as we just explained, but from the fact that the beginning of the pasuk already says that he'll place it down, it already tells us this mitzvah of placing it down. So what does the pasuk then at the end repeat again that he'll place it down? Must be zutunufa, because you have to pick it up again to do the waving, and then you place it down. So that's how you see Rabbi Huda's the opinion that says that Bikurim required tenufa. And that's the opinion of the Mishnah Bikurim, that one of the things that says Bikurim requires is tenufa. And that same opinion says that it requires lina. And even though Bikurim is not for 6 days to stay over, it's just when you come there, and therefore there's even for 1 day requiring lina. So that's exactly how we resolved the previous contradiction, that it's not a contradiction, that this that he was excluding was only the Pesach Sheni, but other Yom Tov, even though the 1 day, as we see that is his opinion elsewhere, it would require lina. However, the Gemara is Deicha this Raya, and says, maybe it's not a Raya. You could still say the answer, but don't prove it from the Mishnah Bikurim. Because for Dilma, maybe that Mishnah Bikurim that says that Bikurim requires Snufa and Lina is not Rabbi Yehuda, actually it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, where we also see that he also says that there is a requirement of Tnufa by Bikurim. However, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would not be able to be the Tan of the Mishnah of Bikurim, because you could say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that whatever does not require 6 days would not require Lina, which would then include Shemini Atzeres, and therefore you cannot prove your logic that it sounds like a good sorah to be machalik, to be miyashav, to resolve the steer, the contradiction, but it's not a raya from the Mishnah Bikurim, because you could say it's not Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The time, like in the Braisa, that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says the same idea. He says in the Pasuk, although he learns it out from a different source, says, V'lokach ha-koyin ha-tenem yudecha, that the koyin will take the basket from your hand. Limet al ha-bikurim shetu unutunuva, that teaches us that Bikurim require waving. Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, so we see that he's also of that opinion that Bikurim requires tenufa, and therefore maybe that requirement of lina, even for 1 day, is not Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, but maybe Rabbi Huda would hold that we would even exclude Shemini Atzeres, which would then be the contradiction back, but it wouldn't be a raya from the Mishnah Bikurim. Now the Gemara asks, my time Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, what's the reason Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? What do you see from this pasuk? V'lokach ha-koyin ha-tenem yedecha, that Bikurim require tenufa. That is, Rabbi Huda learned it out from a different source, where it says v'hinicha then v'hinachta. It must be that it was taken another time for tenufa. But what's he learning from this pasuk? So the Gemara says asi yad yad mishlam. Here in that pasuk that he quoted says the term yadecha, from your hand, and it also says the term hand by a carbon shlam, where ksiv hacha, it says over in this pasuk v'lokach ha-koyin ha-tenem yadecha, v'ksiv hasim, it says over there, which is by the owner of the carbon shlamim, which it says over there that there's waving done, where at the end of the pasuk it says lehenef oitzei tenufa, that says waving. Now in the context of the waving it says yadav tivienes ish Hashem, that his hand will bring to the fires of Hashem. Now therefore makan, so we compare the two where they both say the term of yad. So just like over here by Bikurim, koyin, the koyin does the waving as the pasuk says v'lokach ha-koyin, the koyin will take it, aflahal, and so too over there by shlam also is koyin. Now, umalahalam bailam, and just like over there, the owners of the shlamim do the waving. Avkam bailam, also over here, the owners do the waving. So, okay, so how do we have that? Each one says one, that one is the kain, one is the owners. Now, if we're comparing the two, we're saying each one has the other. How is it possible, or how is the process of the kain and the bailam doing the tenufa? So that the Gemara explains, kain menich yodei tachas yad bailam, the kain places his hands beneath the hands of the owners. Now, beneath doesn't mean actually that underneath his hands, but rather when we say beneath, we mean say the owner is holding the edge of the basket, and the kain places his hands on the bottom of the basket, as the Mishnah explains in Masechet Bikurim Paragimel Mishnah Vav, umeinif, and that's how they wave it together. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and therefore we see Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov again espousing the same view as Rabbi Yehuda, that Bikurim required tenufa, and therefore there's no raya that Tana of the Mishnah Masechet Bikurim is Rabbi Yehuda to prove our logic in resolving the inconsistency. Again, it could still be a good answer, but it's no raya from that Mishnah. So now the Gemara comes back and says, okay, l'maisa mahavala. So what is the halacha? So we wanted to bring a raya to Rabbi Yehuda, we said it's not a raya. So what is the halacha regarding making Shechyonu and Shemini Atzeres? So this machlekes is, he says, we make a Shechiyonu on Shemini Atzeres. For Rav Sheshar Shama, we do not make a Shechiyonu on Shemini Atzeres. The Hilchos of the Gemara concludes, we do make a Shechiyonu on the 8th day of Sukkot of Shemini Atzeres. Now the Gemara says, Tani Kavasid Rav Nachman, and there's a brisa that supports the opinion of Rav Nachman, who he says that we do make, which is the halacha, that we make a Shmini Atzeres, we make a Shechiyonu and Shmini Atzeres. Because the brisa says, Shmini, the eighth day of Sukkot, so we continue to talk about Mimchas and Aleph, Regel Bifnei Atzmo is its own Yomtiv, Le'ini Pizar Keshav, regarding these six areas of the acronym of Pizar Keshav, which is a simon as the Gemara will explain. What's Pizar Keshav? So the pay means pious Bifnei Atzmo. There is its own lottery that's done for Shmini Atzeres. And that's because regarding all the Karbanas of the Yomtiv Sukkot, they wouldn't do lotteries. Which of the all the Mishmaris, the 24 groups of Kohanim that were there, because they would just go in order until all the 24 groups would do it twice and three times, besides two of them, as the Gemara explains later on, Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis, whereas by the par, the bull of Shmini Atzeres, where they would have to make a lottery because there weren't enough for all the Mishmaris to do it. So we see in regard to lotteries, it had its own halacha. Zman, regarding making a Shechiyanu, is Bifnei Atzmo, it's also its own. And this is the clear proof from this Braisa, like Rav Nachman, which the halacha is, that you do make a Shechiyanu, which makes it distinct from the rest of the days of Sukkot, where you don't. You make it only once, whereas here you make a new Shechiyanu because it's its own Yom Tov. Third one, the Reish, is Regel Bifnei Atzmo. It's its own Yom Tov, which means to say that it's distinct from the Yom Tov Sukkot, which is Sukkot, because you sit in the Sukkot, and Shmini Atzeres, you don't sit in the Sukkot. Carbon Bifnei Atzmo, it's its own carbon, which is not like the same order and structure of the Karbanos of Sukkot, because a Rasul should have been 6, because it kept on going 14, 13, 12, it got less and less till 7, and then Shmini Atzeres, suddenly, boom, it's 1, it really should have been, if it's the same cycle, 6, must be, it has its own order of Karbanos. The Shin is Shir Bifnei Atzmo, it has its own song, not the same as the Matnas Aniyim, which is done on the 7 days of Sukkot. And Bracha Bifnei Atzmo, it has its own Bracha, where two Pshatim and Rashi, either it means to say that the Nusach of the Bracha, when we say in Tefillah, we don't say the same as Yom Chag HaSukkos, we say as Yom HaShmini. And then he brings from the Tosefta, that's mashma actually that the bracha that we're saying is unique and distinct for Shmini Atzeres, means they would bless the king. As the Pasuk in Malachim Aleph says, by Yom HaShmini, Shilach HaSama, the eighth they sent up the nation, Vayivarchu HaSamelech, and that they would bless the king, and that was the halacha that they had for Shmini Atzeres, they would bless the king. And therefore, again, that's the right of Nachman, which is what we were saying from Rabbi Yechanan, that on Shmini Atzeres, we do make Zman, as we find that it's its own Yom Tov, in Pizar Keshav, and the Zayin of Pizar Keshav is a reference to Zman, that we do make a Shechiyanu on Shmini Atzeres.